four artists taking the stage. This is an absolute must-see, guys. You really, really, really need to be there. One of the artists in particular is Sarah Biggs, who's somebody that we actually have kind of a funny, cool history. Sarah and I went to summer camp at Quebec Lodge for a week with the United Church camp when we were 13, and we just happened to go the same summer, and she was the first person that I can think of who sang so beautifully but was a kid. And she just impressed me so much. I heard, the first time I ever heard or remembered hearing the song The Rose, she was singing it. The first time I remember hearing Lola, I'm pretty sure that was one of the other ones she was singing. She was singing it. And so later on, years go by, probably 5 years or so, and I start Cégep. And who should be taking the stage at Acoustic Tuesday at the Lion but Sarah Biggs? And it was just so funny to have this kind of gap of time, and there she was. And now our lives intersecting again, her doing this amazing music and me being on the airwaves. And so she, I am so honored that I'm going to be helping out with their show. So here's a little sample of Sarah's music, followed by the interview with her concerning this show coming up. Here's Sarah Biggs with There I Go on CJMQ. Listen to CJMQ 88.9 FM. On the phone with me now, Sarah Biggs. Oh man, muse and songstress of the Eastern Townships. How are you doing, Sarah?
I'm great, thank you, Sheila. That's a very sweet introduction.
Well, you know, I'm sure I've mentioned this before when playing your music on DH Radio. You were the first person who I ever met who could who could sing, who was my age, and we were like 13 at camp, you know, and
yeah.
And it's just been so, the thing that I have referred back to you forever is song and a guitar, and so there is a show coming up that we have to talk about right now.
Yes, I am so excited. I'm so glad you're bringing it up.
Well, let's hear the details then.
All right. Well, a mutual friend of ours, Matthew McCulley, is releasing his first CD. I believe he's already done so out west where he lives in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
But he's coming out for a little visit here in the townships, and he approached myself and Amos Joannides and Robin Cheyenne Hughes to see if we all wanted to do a show together, and in conjunction with that, he would be releasing his CD out here at the same time.
It's like the full official launch.
Yes.
Because we've been playing it since, I guess, September. He was down just before it was released. I guess in August he wound up being on DH Radio, and so we've played his music from it before, but to do this official, like when he was here and we spoke about him actually playing live, it seemed kind of pipe dreamish to imagine that it could happen this soon. Like, I'm so excited that he's making his way home from Vancouver, and he's going to be performing not just on his own, but with you, Sarah Biggs, and Amos, and Robin as well, whose music I don't know as well. So,
yeah, she's lovely. A singer-songwriter as well. I think she's in the beginning stages of getting her music heard, although I'm sure she's been writing for a while. She's just currently working on her first CD, so she will have lots of great new stuff to offer that hasn't been heard yet before, I'm sure. So it's really a great four-way of all original songs and ideas and creativity coming out.
Oh, yeah, and one of the things that I was thinking is that all of you are so good, and there's kind of a bit of a climb happening in being noticed and recognized and refining of your sound. So I don't know if a show like this could happen again. And to me, like, it just the fact that this is going to be happening in the townships, it's at Lakeview Inn.
That's right, Lakeview Inn in Knowlton.
Right. Now that's on Lakeside, I think.
It's
isn't
on
it?
Victoria.
On Victoria. That's at Lakeside.
Yeah.
Is the street?
Yeah.
Is the cross street for Victoria?
Yeah.
I believe. Right. Okay. Oh my goodness. So the April 23rd.
Yeah.
What time are things going to be happening?
Yeah, Friday, April 23rd starts at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Doors probably, I would think, open at 7.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are available at Brome Lake Books. You can either call 242-2242 to reserve tickets.
And that's in the 450 area code,
yeah.
I believe, yeah.
Yeah, in Knowlton. They will be selling out, I guarantee it, because there's only 150 seats, and we each pretty much have our own fan base that will come.
Mm-hmm.
So they won't last long, so by all means feel free to get in touch that way. And I'm going to give another contact number. I'll be taking reservations as well.
Okay.
At 450-266-1356.
Mm-hmm.
So people can call that number as well to reserve tickets through me. And it's going to be, the thing that's most unique about the show is that we're not going on one after the other, each doing our own separate thing. We're going to be all sitting up there together, and where we can and feel like and are able to, we'll be contributing on each other's songs.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that's what I am so stoked about.
I have goosebumps.
I know. I've been jamming with Matthew's CD for months now, and I just can't wait to do it for real.
Wow, that's remarkable. I'm so excited that that's the way it's... I was wondering about that, because I was trying to decide, well, is it going to be that, you know, one of them will get up, play a little bit, and another one will go... No, with the four of you together? Wow.
Well, this is it, and we weren't sure how to approach it, but we just figured, okay, we'll all sit up there together. Maybe a few songs, only one will play. Maybe another song, only two will play. Like, it will be very organic. None of us had ever done this before, so this is going to be, you know, a trial on our behalf,
sure.
But I'm hoping it'll be a good one. But I trust each other enough that we will have enough instinct and respect to just want to make each other sound good.
Wow.
And I know it's going to be a magical night because of that. I've had jams that have just transcended all kinds of great things, and that's really what we want to try and capture by keeping it organic and keeping it just sort of, you know, feeling it out.
There's a magic that's already, just thinking about it, tonight's show is just going to be jam-packed with your music, so people will have an idea of what to, they'll
be in for.
Oh, and wonderful. And you must have Matthew and Amos's CD.
Yes, I do.
There too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you got to throw some of that in there.
Actually, Amos's new video is out as well. That it can be. I'll have to give everybody the link for that afterwards. It's so well done.
Yeah.
And it was kind of exciting to see another familiar face in the video, and that was Jessica Thompson,
who
plays the love interest in the video. I was like, that's fantastic.
Beautiful.
Oh, she is. And I could even tell it was her from behind. As soon as I started watching the video, I was like, that's Jess.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, man. Well, that we're in for such a treat. So that's Lakeview Inn in Knowlton on Victoria. You can get the tickets either by calling Brome Lake Books at 450-242-2242 or through Sarah. Do you want to give your contact information again?
Yes, it's 450-266-1356.
If you're ever uncertain about that information, you can contact us at the station here at CJMQ at 819-822-1838, or you can send me a message on the Facebook group for Dishpan Hands, which is out there and heavily promoting this event. I just cannot wait. It's going to be such a thrilling, exciting night.
Oh, thank you. And I'm so excited that you get to be a part of it and that you're going to come and MC and introduce us.
Oh, I can't. It's just
up.
So, oh yeah. Well, that's
you know
it.
How to do.
that's it's what I was born to do.
Oh, fantastic.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Sarah. And
my pleasure.
So April 23rd, you guys you have to call and get your tickets as soon as you can.
Yes, they're already selling. I'm telling you, it's filling up, so don't wait long.
Wonderful. Thanks a lot, Sarah.
Oh, thank you, Sheila.
Wow. I'm telling you, you guys have to go. So if you didn't catch that, check out the Dishpan Hands page for more information, because there's a promo thing up, and I'll be posting it again on my own Facebook page as well. That was Sarah Biggs, and the show's going to be amazing. All right, next up, another one of the artists performing that evening. Go and YouTube this video, because it just came out this week. It's fabulously well done. Amos Joannides, Amos Joannides, Joannides, and his song is called Far Away. The video is absolutely breathtaking. I'll see if I can find it and then put the link up, although I think it should be somewhere on my own personal page already. So here he is, Amos with Far Away. just in the midst of posting that video on both my own personal Facebook page and the Japan Hands group page, because it is, the song is so breathtaking and amazing, and the video is really beautiful too. In fact, there's the girl in the video is another township's person, an absolutely beautiful person inside and out, by the name of Jess Thompson. So anyone who has been involved in the Youth Forum family over the years may recognize that name. They may recognize Amos's name and Sarah's name and Matt's name as well, because we all kind of grew up in the Youth Forum family, and it was just a great place to grow as young people and as musicians for a lot of people too. So all right, here's one more of the musicians playing on April 23rd at Lakeview in Knowlton, and that would be none other than Matthew McCulley. Here's his little shout out, followed by his song, The Protection Song.
Everybody, I am Matthew McCulley, and you are listening to Dishpan Hands with Sheila Q on CJMQ at 88.9 FM.
And here's a little song going out to Matthew McCullough.